Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
The first benefit of after-school programs should be obvious. They give kids a place to go after school. It's right there in the name. Come on, keep up, stupid. It's true. Kids need to stay busy, especially teens. If they don't have something to do, they're gonna find something to do. That's why juvenile crime peaks between 2 and 6 every day. But kids in after-school programs are less likely to drink, do drugs, or join a gang. Because kids get tired pretty quickly. They only got enough energy for either a carjacking or a dance recital. You can't do both. Kids aren't the only one who benefit, because for every dollar spent on an after-school program, the state gets nearly $7 back in potential benefits thanks to lower teenage pregnancy, substance abuse, and crime. Now, that doesn't mean that every kid in an after-school program is never going to commit a crime. But if a kid stays off the streets and makes it to college, then someday he can commit a white-collar crime. That's the dream! But the impact goes far beyond keeping kids busy. They also help kids succeed in school. After-school programs are linked to higher grades, attendance, and graduation rates. The only thing better than that is bribing your kid's teacher. Take it from me, that shit could get expensive. Sean. They also expose kids to new interests, music, art, language. There's no limit to the ways after-school programs can broaden your horizons. And I mean, no limit.
Parents in Southeast Virginia voicing outrage over a proposal to add an after-school Satan Club to a local public elementary school that teaches pre-K through second grade. The national director for the Satan Club defended the idea.
We don't try to indoctrinate them into Satanism. We just want to offer a place that's, you know, fun, you know, exciting, free from any sort of threats of eternal damnation.
How come that bitch didn't blink? Yes, they even have a Satanism club. You know, there's some parents who are like, oh my God, that's horrible. But is it free though? So it's clear that after-school programs are hugely beneficial. The problem is they just don't get a lot of money. The federal government is barely funding these programs, and state governments aren't doing much better. But it is possible because California did it. In fact, for the past 20 years, California has outspent all the other 49 states combined on after-school programs, which is messed up because California actually has shit to do after school. I mean, seriously, like, compare that to South Dakota. There ain't shit to do in South Dakota. Kids can only look at Mount Rushmore for so long before they're like, all right, it's time to do some meth. But the reason California spends so much on after-school programs is thanks to the work of one very kind, dedicated kindergarten teacher.
In 2002, Arnold Schwarzenegger was almost single-handedly responsible for California's passage of Prop 49, which made after-school funding mandatory. Even today, the former governor raises money for after-school programs with fun charity events, like crushing things with his tank.
I'm inviting you personally to Los Angeles to crush things in my tank with me. Let's crush a taxi cab. Let's crush a piano. This will benefit the after-school all-stars.
So what are you waiting for? Let's go around and crush things with that tank.
Who knew that big buff mother loved kids?
Ah, save the children.
We got to get more celebrities to turn their obsessions into charity. Tom Cruise, start jumping out of airplanes to save baby seals. Snoop Dogg, smoke weed for global warming, baby. Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, if you've seen his girlfriends, he's already running an after-school program. I'm sorry, Leo. They made me say it. Please let me in your parties. Now, as awesome as this is, our after-school program shouldn't depend on whether anyone wants to hang out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We need to find a more reliable way to fund these programs because they're important to underprivileged kids. And I know what I'm talking about because after-school programs was important to me. That's why I'm talking about this shit. I grew up in the projects in New York City. And there was 10 of us in our household, 10 Wayans kids. And thanks God we had after-school programs. It exposed us to the arts. Imagine if all that energy and work ethic was directed towards slinging drugs. I'm not saying we'd be the Wayans cartel. But we would have got a lot of motherfuckers high. Now listen, it changed our life, and not just for our family, but for a lot of kids in the after-school programs, it did well. But for those who stays on the streets, not so much. See, it makes all the difference to be in a place that keeps you busy, keeps you fed, keeps you protected, even from the bullies. All the bullies who say, 3 o'clock, I'ma kick your ass. You're like, so what, nigga? I'm here till 6, so. The bully has to join the drama program just to find you. I'ma kick your ass after rehearsal, Marlon. But first, let's read this sonnet from Hamlet. So long story short, we need to make funding after-school programs a national priority. It literally benefits everyone, the kids, the community, and especially you. Because if I didn't have after-school programs, you could have been robbed by Wayans. And there's a lot of us.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.